From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, there are many, many polls in this election season, but what do they really measure and how reliable can they be? But our lead story today comes from Iraq once again. At least 5 people were killed, 20 more wounded today, when a suicide bomber blew up his car at a police checkpoint in Baghdad. It was the second car bombing this week targeting the police in Baghdad. And joining us now from the Iraqi capital is Patrick McDonald, co-bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times there. Mr. McDonald, tell us what you can about this latest suicide bombing.
A car laden with explosives drove up to some police vehicles that were helping to seal off a street here, Haifa Street, that's become kind of a hotbed of insurgent activity. The Americans were conducting operations there. The car drove up and rammed into some police cars and exploded. Of course, the police here are a major target for the insurgents. They're viewed by the insurgents as collaborators, and they've been targeted consistently for many months now at police stations, at cars on the road, and this is essentially a continuation of that.
Anybody there in Baghdad saying, besides insurgents, who they think might be responsible for this one?
You know, I haven't heard a claim of responsibility for this particular one, but you know, usually when there are claims of responsibility, they're on websites, jihadi or militant Islamic websites that are in some way affiliated with Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. However, whether these claims are even legitimate or accurate really remains clear. As to whether the fact that Zarqawi himself is in the country or is in Fallujah, as has been alleged, a lot about this war is very opaque.
And speaking of Fallujah, U.S. jets struck at that city today. Any indication as to what the goal might be of that action?
Well, the U.S. statements were very definitive in saying that they'd hit several quote-unquote terrorist enclaves associated with Zarqawi's network. And in fact, in one case, in a village near Fallujah, the U.S. Authorities indicated they had killed as many as 60 foreign fighters. Now, again, we're dealing with conflicting information because information coming out of the health ministry and out of the hospital indicates that there were many civilian casualties. And this really is a pattern we've seen. It's been an ongoing bombing campaign. It's lasted several months now in Fallujah, and almost always U.S. authorities say they've killed terrorist fighters, and the hospital authorities in Fallujah or other areas say there were civilians. And inevitably, these are accompanied by images of wailing women and injured children and people who appear to be civilians. So it can be very difficult to kind of get to the bottom of exactly what happened. These places aren't really accessible, particularly to Westerners.
Patrick McDonald is co-bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad. Mr. McDonald, thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.